Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning, this is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. But this morning, it's Trish Clark and...
Good morning, everyone.
We've got the Clark and Clark this morning. We're going to try to keep you entertained. If you'd like to join in the conversation, please give us a call at 605-4567 or jump into the chat room. I just lost my weather. It's 67 degrees in downtown Reading, and it's mostly sunny today with a high near 93, light and variable winds becoming... in the afternoon, and tonight about 60 degrees. On Friday, showers likely. Friday night, chance of showers in the high of 80 and a low of 54. And on Saturday, another chance of showers, high of 73 and a low of 53. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 89. Sunday night, a low of 59. And on Monday, starting to heat back up in 92 and a low of 60. So, weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So, Sharon.
Oh, my gosh.
Been a month again. Where does the time go?
I don't know, but I wish I could tell you that all these crazy things have happened in my life, but it's been pretty boring. I just want to go places.
We've all got travel fever.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, even... you know, taking a road trip, you know, these, you know, and I respect it. Some of the communities aren't really open for travelers. You can't do, you know, rent a house there. Even if you did go there, the restaurants are still, you know, not everything's open. So, you know, I want to respect that, but I just, yeah, I'm excited because one of my girlfriends bought us for Christmas, our group of friends, instead of like gifts, a river romance cruise. So there's four of us girls tonight floating down. They cook you dinner.
Oh, yeah.
So that feels like something I have to do on my calendar.
Yeah.
But I'm so excited to have a place to have to be.
It's been unusual because generally, as you indicate, the calendar is full and you're doing this and doing that, all kinds of things to look forward to. And so, like, the last 3 months, it seems like there's been absolutely nothing to look forward to. And, I mean, if you got two things in a week, you feel kind of rushed.
Well, and a couple times I've double booked myself because I just don't even look at my calendar anymore. The one time I said, oh, yes to something, I had something else. But, yes, you know, things have settled down a little bit. I have been on day 40 of no drinking. So I'm feeling amazing. And it was just kind of a voluntary decision just into the quarantine. You know, I mean, alcohol sales went through the roof. I mean, that's documented.
I certainly did my share.
Yeah. 5 o'clock came earlier every day. And I was just, you know, and my cycle is, you know, you drink, then you don't really feel good the next day. Then you might as well not work out. And then you might as well eat not that great. And so I saw myself going into a pattern that just wasn't very healthy. So I'm feeling so good. I'm sleeping so amazing. It's just, woo, rock.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, and I go in spurts. I have to tell you that I'm kind of glad I don't have an addictive personality because I go, it's no big deal.
Right.
I just won't have anything to drink and then I'll have a cocktail or, you know.
That's what they call the take it or leave it attitude.
Pretty much.
I lost that. I wanted to take it every day in the evening.
During the COVID, I think I laughed with so many of my friends who we all said that we were going to end up to be very chubby alcoholics at the end of that whole thing because it seemed like it was, you know, 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It was like, nothing else to do.
There was no accountability. There's nowhere to go. Yeah, they call it the quarantine 15. A lot of us
okay.
Signed up for that.
Yeah, so anyway. Yeah, but it's, you know, I think a lot of things, I kind of noticed that Shasta County pretty much appears to be open.
Mm-hmm.
Dress shops are open. And hair slot places are open.
No estheticians yet. No waxing or nails, facials, that kind of thing yet, which is what my daughter does for a living in San Luis Obispo. So I'm really hoping that opens soon.
Okay, but I thought, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought that they could open up this next week. I thought in Shasta County.
Oh, I haven't heard that. That would be great.
Yeah, okay. I thought I had heard that. Maybe not.
I saw the gyms.
I know that we're not talking now about we're not talking about COVID anymore. We're talking about riots and looting.
Oh. Sorry, ladies, that's not me.
Oh. No,
you both looked at me, and I'm like, nope, nope, that's
okay,
not me.
Okay, no, that was me. Sorry about that. That was my God, I thought I had it off.
Yeah.
I've lost my train of thought.
Opening the salon, so I know they're opening the gyms. They're opening some gyms, but I haven't heard about the actual, because remember Newsom said way early on that it was the nail salons that first started this. So I don't know if that ever was proven true. He never mentioned it again, but it freaked everybody out about the nail salons. But all of us girls are ready for a pedicure, a manicure, you know, we're ready to get our life back.
I think you're absolutely right. And I think that I'm pretty sure that that's going to happen sooner rather than later. Like I said, everybody's kind of lost interest in that whole thing because now we're just talking about riots and looting
right.
and all of that. And I have to tell you that I just really don't even want to get into that because I just
I don't think it's a good conversation.
there's just I guess a lack of common sense and understanding on my part that I just really can't discuss it well.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get my head around burning buildings down and ruining businesses and closing down to prove a point. I'm not sure what the point is they're proving by that. I understand the protest, but we've had very little protest and a lot of riot and looting and in your face. And I don't understand the motive.
It's, and I think, you know, we're all back to a little bit earlier in our conversation. Everyone is on edge, you know, and it's just, and the timing of everything in our world right now is just really, it's, I just have to go like, what is my piece of the world? What can I do in my corner? What is my obligation to my people and to the safety of, you know, my company and my policies with mm-hmm. regard to race and discrimination? And I just feel like I just focus on what I can do in my corner. Because sometimes it's just too overwhelming with what's going on in the world.
That's exactly right. I think you're right. We're all on edge. Our patience level, if I ever had any, is completely at zero. Mm-hmm. The tolerance of all of it, we're over it.
Yeah, there's just an edginess. And I know I've talked about it with my friends, with my boyfriend. You know, we're just all... We're social beings. And, you know, the interesting thing about this, what's been going on, and I want to say this to some of my families, when they have a loved one at home that they think, oh, she just needs some housekeeping once a week and she has no other company. The kids go by maybe once every few weeks. They think, oh, well, she doesn't really need anything else, but just some housekeeping. How was it for all of us having no social contact? We're all flipping out. And a lot of my senior clients, I think the children inadvertently discount the value of human contact and the importance of having relationships. We all felt it. But these isolated seniors, you know, even if they're in assisted living now, they're having to eat in their rooms and they're not that social contact. I think we've all seen how important that is.
Well, it certainly was something that I noticed after my husband died almost 14 years ago. That social contact, the human touch, if you will,
mm-hmm.
you really miss that if you live by yourself. Even mm-hmm. if you're a busy person, that social contact and human contact mm-hmm. is the thing.
Right.
I want to just give a shout out for some people. You know, down at the Frontier Senior Center, we did a tri-tip sale again last weekend. Because we're like other struggling businesses,
sure.
No money coming in but money going out. We're not able to do the breakfast right now, although we will be starting that up again in August. They're not doing the dances because of the COVID thing. Mm-hmm. So there's been no money coming in. So we've done these tri-tip sales. And I just want to give a shout-out to some really special people. You know, Kent Femer from Kent's Meats, he is always so supportive in everything and practically gives me the tri-tip. I mean, mm-hmm. he's such a great deal, so I want to shout-out to him. And Shasta Springwater, how many cases do you need? You know, mm-hmm. they're so gracious
right.
about supplying that. And, of course, the Anderson Rotary. that always come and cook. Whenever I put my hand up and say the senior center needs something, the Anderson Rotarians are always there. And then I want to give a special shout out to a really fine gentleman, Dick Richards, Richard Richards. He's very involved with the Anderson Police Department, but he's also very involved with the Shasta Elks Lodge, you know, the Reading Elks Lodge Trail Dusters Association, the RV group that I belong to.
Trail Dusters, that's a
the key. Trail Dusters. And so he sent out some, you know, information to all of the trail dusters, and I just want to thank all my RV buddies for coming down, because every other car that came through was a member of my Elks group from the the RV mm-hmm. group, and so I just want to really give them a shout out and a thank you for supporting our senior center down in Anderson.
They wanted something on their calendar.
I guess so, but it was just great, and mm-hmm. turned out good, and we're probably going to do another one in July, I think July 18th. So appreciate everybody doing that, though, and it was a great thing. This portion of the show has been brought to us by Orchard Nutrition. 100% organic produce, large grocery selection. The staff there is knowledgeable, can help you out at everything you're doing. Best of the North State 13 years in a row. There's a huge selection of all kinds of seminars and stuff that you can go online and learn about all kinds of things about nutrition. Be sure and stop by and give them a call at Orchard Nutrition. We'll be right back after these messages.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend, 'cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor, no one's ever gonna keep me down again. Oh, yes, I'm wise.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes.
Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Give us a call at 605-4567. Celebrating 10 years, or more than 10 years, on the air. And welcome you to join us and talk about whatever you'd like to. We've just kind of been filling the time with some conversation. I am so ready to travel. My motorhome, it just starts itself up in the driveway. I mean, it just really wants to go. I haven't had it out since March. And so, it's just, it's ready to go.
I know. And like, I was even looking at going over to like Fort Bragg, like McCarricker State Park. A lot of the state parks aren't open, but for day visitors. So it is really like, I was like, if I can't travel and fly, I'll rent an RV. This was my thinking a few weeks ago, and we'll just get on the road. Well, still, there's not a lot of places open, and then you're kind of stranded out there on a road trip without a place to go. And even, on the smaller communities, maybe not all the restaurants are open. And so anyway, yeah, I'm just, I'm like chomping at the bit.
You don't see a lot of the RV places open as you're traveling, but rest stops are not open. That's another thing when you're traveling. I have made a couple of trips down to Sacramento to see my doctor, and a lot of the rest stops are not open. Mm-hmm. So you really have to plan strategically. You're so used to being able to go into a rest stop.
Right.
I think those are opening up, and I've noticed, kind of like I said, I think Shasta County's kind of open. A lot of the restaurants are open. I know some of them are following all the rules, some of them aren't. And I think everybody's just over it and they're just ready to go. And I, my own personal opinion, we did this without a whole lot of thought or preparation about how we were going to close down the whole United States. And I think we need to open it up exactly the same way.
Just let it go. Well, and I loved one of our conversations a few weeks ago. You know, you're somewhat in the category of the people that they're worried about.
Exactly.
You know, you said, I'm older, I've got a lung condition, da da da. I know how to take care of myself. I don't need you people trying to protect me. I know what I'm doing. I've had this condition. I know I'm vulnerable. And I think a lot of people have that attitude.
Yeah.
You know, and you said even, here they are, people were upset about the Cottonwood Rodeo, which bothered me, but you're like, hey, I get it. But then you go to, Walmart on Saturday and they're back to back people. So you pick and choose what you're going to be upset about.
And I will note that there was no, influx of cases after the 3,000 to 5,000 people.
I was pretty impressed with that. I'm glad to be proven wrong. I'm happy to lose that battle on that one.
Okay. So, but it's going to be really telling, I believe, when we come down to all of these gatherings of quote-unquote protests that have been going on. What about that? I mean, hundreds of thousands of people. I mean, all over the United States, all these people in groups, 1,000, 2,000 at a time, and they're not social distancing.
No.
Very few of them are wearing masks. There's absolutely nothing, I don't know, anywhere near. And isn't it strange that no one mentions that?
No, it's kind of like all that has, no pun intended, trumped the worry of COVID and the spread. And it's still very important. And these are still, I mean, a lot of these, the larger gatherings are, metropolitan communities with a lot of risk.
A lot more cases than we have had.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's again, like, what are you going to do? It's frustrating.
I think there's two. it would be my hope that we learned something from this. I think that given the knowledge that they had at the very beginning of this, when we shut down traffic from China and we shut down traffic from other countries and we closed down everything, I think we didn't have any choice with the predictions of what they thought they knew. I would say to you that after about 2 weeks, I think they kind of figured out that maybe that wasn't totally accurate. Certainly by the end of a month, we knew it was all over the board. It had been going on a lot longer than we thought it had been going on. And we didn't know this and we didn't know that. Now they're saying you don't really get it off the surfaces and you don't really, I mean, so many things. So many things.
Well, yeah. I mean, here we are washing our food deliveries and our boxes.
Well, some of us weren't.
I was glad when I didn't have to spray down the Amazon deliveries anymore with Lysol. But yeah, it has been quite a journey, and I do feel for the restaurants. I feel for some of the retailers trying to abide by. And I think, you know, there was a great meme going around, but you know, for all of us to be patient with that. You know, everyone's trying to do their best. Just because one place does it one way, you know, we as patrons need to have patience and grace for these folks as they're trying to figure stuff out. You know,
exactly. And if we want to go into a place and we're okay with the way it is, then we go in. If we're not okay with what they're doing in there, that's called free choice.
That's right.
Responsible. And we can do what we choose. And if we don't like what a business is doing, then don't go in there.
Mm-hmm.
If you do, then go and keep your mouth shut. I
agree with that. Don't go in and critique it. Yeah.
Exactly. We're not each other's keepers. We just aren't. And we need to be responsible. I think the people that want to take over and control everything we do, they need to just pay attention to themselves and take care of their own stuff.
Well, and I know, like, our good friend Robbie Cleary, who is not open yet. Oh, my gosh. And all of us are ready to have a friends and family night. But you know, with the way they want things to be set up, it doesn't fiscally make sense for her because her dining room could have like four tables.
Well, exactly. You know? And if you look at Clary's dining room, there's natural barriers. There's a 6-foot clearance or a block wall in between each booth. I mean, they're high back booths,
right.
Very private.
But then, you know, just, you know, yeah, you're looking at a restaurant trying to bring on the right amount of staff because you've got to have one person can serve, one person has to clear. So the same server in her smaller, more boutique restaurant, you can't have the server pick up your dishes anymore, you know, and all these things that she goes, you know, she's just kind of waiting to see how everybody else manages it and hoping that, you know, some things. And they are painting the building and doing a few facelift things, which will be nice. But, yeah, we're all ready to get back in there and
absolutely
support her.
I think, you know, the whole thing, I will say one comment about the whole thing with the unfortunate death of Floyd by the police officer. We as a society don't seem to be able to look at a situation and blame the wrongdoer and then move on. And I'm going to give you a quote from one of my favorite people, Ronald Reagan, that we must reject the idea that every time a law is broken, society is guilty rather than the lawbreaker. It is time to restore the American precept that each individual is accountable for his actions. You know, we do this with somebody shoots somebody with a gun. All of a sudden, we want a whole bunch of new gun laws. Not even noticing that the guy already broke a law by using the gun, and instead of just holding that person accountable, we want to burden the rest of society with a whole bunch more laws. Obviously, the law didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So why will more, you know, and we do, I mean, you look at so many situations. I can remember when we used to go up in the mountains and cut Christmas trees. Maybe you go up on Sierra Pacific land, you go up on Paul Bunyan land or Roseburg or anything. Everybody would go up, they'd cut a Christmas tree. Well, then everybody would go up and they'd cut a tree. They didn't like it, they'd leave it lay. And then they'd crawl way up into a tree, cut the top off of it, and they'd fall down and sue Sierra Pacific or Roseburg or whatever.
Right.
They destroyed it, and so guess what now? Instead of holding those people accountable and having a set of rules that everybody had to follow, and if you didn't, you didn't get to go, none of us can go cut Christmas trees anymore.
Right.
We just keep layering society with a whole bunch of laws and without holding the people who were breaking the law accountable.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and it's interesting because I see that in my own agency being open, going on 18 years. When I have a caregiver break a policy, sometimes my office staff is like, well, we need to, you know, tell everybody and write this up person up and handle. I said, well, yeah, we need to write that person up. But in 18 years, it's happened one time. So let's not all, you know, go to every caregiver and make this an issue for all the other 49 people that aren't doing it.
Yeah.
You know, let's just handle the one situation. And that's what you're talking about, is it's easy to go, oh, well, now this happened, it's not okay, let's change everybody.
Exactly.
Instead of addressing the one person going, you know, clearly that was against policy. We need to have a conversation.
Hold people accountable for their actions and enforce the laws that we have and stop trying to, you know, make everything. So this portion of the show is brought to us by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, and 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air, give them a call at 221-2642. We'll be right back after these messages. Just let your love go.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. The dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your radio. And this morning, it's Clark and Clark.
Good morning.
And it's always Trish Clark because it's Thursday. I love Thursday mornings. And we've just been having a time here sitting and talking. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur in Reading. Our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting a new long gun or a pistol, having your gunsmith work done, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, give him a call at 222-8222. We're joined in the studio now by two young ladies from Shasta High School, Camille Brown and Leah
Perez.
And they've got a great conversation to go with us this morning. They've got this great idea, and we're going to explore that with them about putting someone from the student body on the school board. So, Camille, tell us what you got going.
Yeah, okay. So we are trying to establish a position on the Shasta Union High School District School Board where we have either one or two student representatives that will speak for the student body of our district.
And are these seats that you want to put in addition to, what do you have, a five-person board now?
Leah, can you answer that one?
I believe we do have a five-person board. It would be an additional seat in addition to the adults who serve on our school board. And the seat would have a new student every year, and they would go through an application process, and then the board would be able to choose a student from one of the schools in the Shasta Union High School District to serve as the student member.
Okay, how many schools are in the Shasta Union High School District?
We have Shasta High School, Enterprise, Foothill,
Pioneer, and North State Independence.
Okay, so they would all compete for this seat. Have you broached the school board about this?
Yes, we have. We have actually contacted the superintendent, George Cloney, and he is very interested in position, for us going for this. Part of the procedure is actually us petitioning for it, so that is why we are asking for signatures from students in the district to help us achieve this. We actually need a certain number, a percentage of the district, but we need 430 signatures, which is a small number compared to the students in the district. However, we have 338, so we're super close.
Okay. Awesome. Is there some laws that have to be changed? I know school boards are elected by the vote of the people, so there's probably some procedures. Are they state procedures or county procedures?
So education code is sort of the laws that the state establishes for schools, and schools have to follow these codes. And in education codes, it's established that students have the right to petition their school boards for a student member. And to create the student board member position, students have to have signatures from 10% of the student body in their district, or they have to have a minimum of 500 signatures.
So it's already kind of established that this can happen. So that's good. Mm-hmm. You guys are just implementing it.
Yeah,
that's awesome. And what are some of the goals? What are some of the goals that you're hoping would come from having a student on the board?
We think it'd be great, especially right now in this current climate with education being so up in the air, especially in this next coming year, to have a voice of the students. The students would have preferential voting on the board, so that basically means that they have the power to vote or that they don't have the power to vote, but their vote will not ultimately have significance. So we will be able to speak and give our opinions.
Right, and I think, you know, a lot of times you have people, some people on these boards don't even have students in the schools anymore, depending on who's on there, and we don't understand always what's facing our young people with the changes that we're making, especially, like you said, with, I know a lot of, this was a really interesting pivot with the last year, taking people online. Not every student does as well in their schoolwork, and there's probably a lot of things that come up on the school board, changes with food, with hours, with holidays, with expectations, with states and state licensing stuff, so that's pretty awesome.
I think it's a great idea to I envision perhaps that person then meeting with the student body on a regular basis and getting input on issues for the whole, you know, all of the kids, and then go forward with that opinion after you've been closer and actually been living the thing. Have you talked to any of the current school board members on this? Are they in favor of it, or did?
They are. The superintendent is in favor, and he's encouraging it. We have I believe we've had this position in the past. It was a long time ago. I remember some of my teachers, when we proposed this to them, they said, I think I was one of the representatives, but that was probably 20 years ago, and we haven't had representatives since. And I don't think the position's even available right now, so hence the petition to get it on the school board.
I remember that we used to have a student council government. Do they still have that in the schools, where they actually have a student council? That
yes, we still have ASBs and student governments, and those are really common throughout schools. A school board member, however, is pretty uncommon, even though in recent years the frequency of, like, finding one around California has definitely been rising. A lot of students are becoming more aware that this is something that they have the power to do and to make this position.
So when did you guys come up with this idea?
I don't know. We've been petitioning for probably a couple months. We approached Mr. Cloney at the end of the school year, kind of realizing that time was kind of running out. We're about to be seniors, so if it's time to make a change in our education, going through all these changes right now, now would be the best time to do this. And Leah actually brought to my attention that we didn't even have one. I don't know, like we were saying, it's not very common, so the fact that we even have the choice and having a student representative in our district would be really great.
Well, I think it makes a lot of sense. I was an elected official in Jefferson County for many years, and I found that if you just can't know everything. You have to go and talk to the people that are being impacted by an issue before you can make a good, solid decision about how that should go. I mean, if you've got an issue that has to do with cattle guards up in Shingletown, you can't make the decision if you don't even know where they're at or who's using them or what they do. Mm-hmm. So you need to go talk to the ranchers and dealing with them. Well, you know, how does this impact you if we move all these out of here? So I think it's always good to have that, and to have an actual student on the board, I think it's a good idea. What do you think, Sharon?
I do. I really applaud you two for getting involved. I think it's pretty amazing when you see young people stepping up. I mean, and I think in society, in our world today, we're all, you know, do you have a voice? Do you have an opinion? Do you have some solution? Do you have some change? What are you doing to create change rather than just sitting there complaining? You know, we were talking a little bit earlier about what's going on in the world and what our personal responsibilities are to things. And in our corner of the world, we can create change, you know, and it starts just by what you two are doing. So I think I'm sure there's going to be support. I think a lot, if people are on that board, they're there for the students, they're there for quality education, they're there to be sure you're represented and your needs are met. And maybe this will help that happen better. So I would think that everybody would be for that.
I think it puts a great deal of responsibility on the person that is chosen to do that, because they can certainly make or break it. If they're not going to be involved and take the responsibility to study the issues and have factual information to come with, rather than just going in there and saying, well, like, I don't like what you're doing.
How do you see,
you really need to be prepared
right
to present.
To Tricia's point, how do you see this person being chosen? Is that somebody that all the schools will vote for? You will have them do speeches? They will campaign? What are your thoughts on that?
So a lot of different schools do that differently. Some districts will do it through an election from the student body. Other schools will just have an application process that the school board gets to review, and then they get to choose their candidate, and then they might interview them. That's the most common way that I know of. Mm-hmm. And part of that application process is making sure that you're finding a student who's aware of all the different, like, situations of all the different students, because there's a lot of different situations that students come from in every school. Mm-hmm. And having someone who's aware of everyone's circumstance and having awareness of how different things affect different people right. is really important to find in the school board member. So that's the biggest benefit, I think, of having an application process that the school board gets to review.
Right. I think it could be a popularity contest if you try to put it up to a vote.
Mm-hmm.
Who's got the biggest student body? And I can see that kind of I would prefer someone filing an application. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
From home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Shasta College has been a vital part of this community for over 70 years. Look around. You probably know many of our successful graduates serving our community in high-demand, high-growth fields like nursing, law enforcement, accounting, communications, and agriculture. Summer enrollment is happening now. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply to enroll for the summer semester. Classes start June 8th. Looking for a transfer? Save money and time by spending your first 2 years at Shasta College before you transfer to a university. High school students, summer is the perfect time to earn college credit with no tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
No tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local? It's the Little League Baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years. Helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do. It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home. Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982, we're all in it together.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Hey, welcome back. It is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, and this is Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning.
And we've got the Clark and Clark going this morning, and we're visiting with some students from Shasta High School, Camille and Leah, and we're talking about putting a student counselor, a student on the school board, a position that would have a vote and a voice in what happens in our Shasta District School. So we want to talk a little bit more about how you get the signatures and how you're handling the signature gathering.
Yes. So we actually have created an online petition on www.gopetition.com. This is a petition for signatures for the members of the school district. So that includes Shasta, Foothill, Enterprise, North State, and Pioneer High Schools. If you type in the top student member on the SUHSD school board, the petition will pop up. There's only like two that will pop up for the district, so it should be fairly easy to find.
Okay, so they can just go to the Shasta District webpage?
Just type in the petition, gopetition.com.
Gopetition.com.
Mm-hmm. How many are you short now?
Let's see. We have 338 out of 430.
Okay, so little less than 100.
Mm-hmm. Little less than 100, and what is your time frame?
Honestly, our time frame is whenever we get it done.
Oh, okay.
So ASAP, though, would be nice.
Yes.
But the sooner you get it done, then you could actually maybe get the position in place before the next school year starts. Mm-hmm. Any word on what's happening with the school and opening and any inside information about how they're going to open and when? And
currently, those plans have not been given to us. All we do know is that plans for how school will work will be released at the end of June.
Okay.
And both of you are going to be seniors?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you kind of lucked out, actually, being juniors this year because this senior class – gosh, they didn't – I mean, this has just been an upside down. I have a grandson who graduated from Amador High School in Amador County in Center Creek. And, gosh, it was so different. I mean, the virtual graduation and the
– Zoom drive-by.
It was crazy. I mean, they really, I think, got cheated out of all kinds of – no prom, no parties, no – I mean, I think they had parties, but they were different then.
Yes, exactly.
No grad nights. No, there's all kinds of milestones. I think we had to do a little pivot adjustment on celebrating, and of course, you know, weddings and childbirth and all these poor new moms in hospitals without having their team in there with them. So it's been crazy.
A lot of things that happened that people certainly are never going to forget this year.
This is pretty pivotal for you guys for your age. You know, when I was growing up, before 9/11, the biggest pivotal moment that I remember was the space shuttle exploding with the teacher in there. And I was, you know, in high school when that happened, and we were all watching it, and we were all so excited. A teacher got to be in the space shuttle, and then it exploded on the right after launch. But then, of course, 9/11 trumped that. But for you guys, this was pretty major, right, to see, like, school stop, all the places closed down, your parents working from home and doing all of that. That's probably pretty major.
How did you finish your school year?
We finished our school year after March 13th, I think was the last day we were in school. And since then, all of our classes transitioned online onto Google Classroom. And we did a lot of Zooms every week. And our teachers really did a good job communicating with us and helping us through, like, virtual chatting and things like that.
But that's interesting for me, because how did that physically happen? All kids don't have the equipment in their home to do – I mean, every child doesn't have a computer or an iPad or whatever. How did that actually happen?
So the schools have been doing a really great job of providing Chromebooks or other ways of communication for students who don't have them. And as far as providing other services that they normally would, they provided lunches. I know Shasta High School, I believe the rest of schools in the district did as well. So I think by providing those services, we were able to maintain that online platform that was really helpful for this online learning that we had to do.
And I know, like, Spectrum gave, like, free internet to families that I think the teachers have, I hope this has taught us to value our teachers a lot more. I think we really take for granted this profession with their pay. I think a lot of parents understand the value of a teacher now that they've had to teach their own children, especially in the primary grades. I think our teachers they came out the heroes and on one end of this thing, and the schools, and really meeting the needs and getting everybody through the end of the year.
It's nice to actually hear how, because I wondered about that. My grandkids are, the youngest one just graduated from high school, and so I'm not exposed to what actually happens. But I wondered, because that's a lot of kids that you were talking about in all the different school districts.
Mm-hmm.
And not a lot of notice. It was like, okay, today's – did you guys even know your last day in school was your last day?
We did not know it was our last day of school. We were actually celebrating that our SAT at CV had gotten canceled, and we were very, very happy. Come to find out that we would not be able to take the ACT or SAT until the next one is scheduled in July, and everything else has been canceled.
Yeah, because you guys need that really for college stuff, right, to apply?
I mean, it depends on the college we're applying to. Leah and I are actually in really different positions right now. The colleges she's looking at are still holding out and requiring these standardized testing. Some of them I'm looking at are doing away with them. I know I think the UC system is doing away with the standardized testing, which I think is – it's kind of interesting, in my opinion, because we've been playing this – I feel like we've been playing this game in high school that would do the right things, college applications, and I feel like the rules have just been changed. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of interesting to look at it that way. But I think it is really nice, though, because we have not had the opportunity as well to take the testing if we want to retake them. I know Leah and I have been planning to take the tests for a long time now, and we had dates scheduled, and they kept getting pushed back and canceled. So I think it is kind of nice, though, that some schools are giving leeway on that.
Right. So they'll just go off of GPA?
Some of them,
yes, and extracurriculars. Because some people don't have the GPA but are really good test takers.
Yes.
So that for them would not be that would not be the good balance if they're not requiring them. Yeah, because that's all of you in a room, right? They don't want you all in a room together on those. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, there's a lot of changes happening.
There's so many different things that they're trying to figure out how to go move forward on now in all realms of our society. And there's one school of thought that says, okay, it's probably my school of thought. We closed it without a lot of warning, and now we got to just open it up and move forward. Then there's somebody else that wants to, you know, take it a step at a time and do these things. I think we all have to do what's comfortable for us and move forward in our own comfort zone and take responsibility for how we're doing it and how we're moving forward. So I think I'm impressed that the schools were able to finish the school year as well as they did and get you all through it. And I guess the school is actually over now, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so, and that's always hard for me because it used to be very clear. Graduations were in May and you were all done and finished and then you went back to school in September. And now that's so clouded. It moved to August and then it was clear into June that they were still going to school. And I noticed it with my grandkids because I used to be able to have them for long periods of time during, you know, summer and fall break and what have you. And then they changed it all up on me to where I could never tell when they were in school or when they weren't, and I'd look and they're out for a week here and they're out for a week there, and then they're out of school and boy, they're already back in school, and you know, the summer's gone, so things have changed dramatically.
Yes.
So any final words? Let's give that webpage one more time. And who you want
on there.
Yes. Okay. So if you type in www.gopetition.com, and then go to that website and type in student member on the SUHSC school board. Our petition will pop up, and the students who can sign it are in the district, including Shasta, Foothill, Enterprise, North State Independent, and Pioneer High School.
So we really want all the kids to get out and jump in there and sign this petition and give you the 90-some signatures that you need to get to the count. It'd be great if you I will tell you, you want extras because you'll have people who sign the petition who shouldn't or already have or are maybe you said UPrep. Nobody from UPrep because they have their own school board, even though they're technically a part of the district.
Yes.
So be sure that you get extra signatures because some of them will be disqualified.
Yeah, we will.
I learned that when I was, you know, we had to get certain amount of signatures when you run for office.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing to me that people will actually sign something saying they're registered to vote and everything. Oops, no, they're not.
So they're not helping you after
all. No, they sign it and they're happy to do that. And then you go and they go, oh, this is not a good one. So be sure you do get extra signatures. Any final thoughts?
No, thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, that's great. I love mixing with the kids. Let us know how this comes out.
We will.
We're excited for you guys. Keep us informed.
That'd be great.
And thank you for stepping up and not just sitting around and not being happy with something. If you see ways to improve, that's good civic-minded young people, so we appreciate that.
I encourage all young people to be a part of their government. That's where to solve all of the issues that we've got going in this country right now. That's exactly how it has to go back down to the community, starting at the local level, and go back to self-governing and bringing our communities together. It starts at the bottom, not top down. It needs to come from the bottom up. And that's how we would solve a lot of the problems we're dealing with, because we can't solve them up at the top. So So thanks so much for coming in this morning, and we'll be right back after the news and for the second hour.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. And the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell. The cook in the lunchroom ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street being gripped by a major sell-off this morning. That story coming up. But first, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff doing an about-face, now saying he should not have accompanied President Trump on a controversial visit to a church near the White House last week.
As the president's top military advisor, Army General Mark Milley joined other top administration officials when the president walked through Lafayette Park to pose with a Bible in front of St. John's Episcopal Church. Milley, who was wearing combat fatigues, says, "I should not have been there," and that his presence created a perception of the military involved in domestic politics.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Morning's release of the weekly jobs report doing nothing to lift Wall Street's sagging spirits. In fact, the key averages are down sharply, the Dow off close to 4%.
The Labor Department says 1.5 million workers applied for unemployment benefits last week. The 10th straight week, the number of applications for jobless aid has declined. However, that figure shows many Americans are still losing their jobs as the economy begins to recover from the coronavirus pandemic. The number of people receiving jobless aid fell slightly, an indication that some workers who were laid off have been recalled. But nearly 21 million people are still considered unemployed. Mike Hemp in Washington.
As the number of COVID-19 cases in the U.S. tops 2 million, several states, Arizona, Florida, Texas, reporting a spike in cases. Not only is it Confederate monuments being destroyed by angry mobs in the South, protesters in St. Paul, Minnesota brought down a statue of Christopher Columbus at the state capitol. A Columbus monument in Boston vandalized as well, along with one in Miami. And looking at Wall Street, the Dow down 1,051 points for a loss of almost 4%, the S&P off 105, the NASDAQ down 250 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
Have you been putting off opening your retirement account statements because you're afraid of what you might see? If you were caught in the recent correction, you know that watching your savings evaporate in the market is devastating. We're the Retirement Income Store, and our message is clear. It's time to stop crossing your fingers and toes, hoping for growth. There is another more conservative way to plan for income without all the risk, using interest and dividends. Call 888-888-4176 now to learn how the Retirement Income Store can help during these uncertain times. 888-888-4176. We'll send you our Retirement Income Kit with five educational tools, including David Scranton's best-selling book, 888-888-4176. The Retirement Income Store, where retirees go for income. Call 888-888-4176 now.
Controversy over mining practices down under.
BHP has Australian government approval to dramatically expand its iron ore operation in the Pilbara region. But now it says it will pause to consult with the local Banjima people, who traditionally own the land there. The decision follows a public outcry over the destruction of a 46,000-year-old Pilbara cave site last week by another mining company, Rio Tinto. The Banjima people signed a land use agreement with BHP in 2015 that gave the company access to more than 8,000 square kilometers of land in exchange for a pledge the deal would respect the land and provide lasting benefits to the Banjima people.
That's the BBC's Celia Hatton. Iran's semi-official news agency reports police in a Tehran suburb have confiscated 2 tons of morphine from drug smugglers. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Massachusetts joining a growing number of states, allowing family members to visit loved ones in nursing homes, albeit with strict social distancing rules in place.
An emotional day for Marcy Abramson.
I love you so much, and the day finally came.
It's been almost 3 months since she could visit her mother, Cynthia, at Boston's Hebrew Rehabilitation Center. And she says she was worried about her mother's emotional state during that isolation.
The emotional and mental toll on people has been extremely difficult.
There are strict rules for visitors.
Have you been around or live with or anyone under the suspect of being watched for COVID-19?
No.
Only two at a time outside with 6 feet between them and the elderly residents after a temperature check and wearing a mask. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And watching Wall Street, the Dow down 1,035 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Your talk radio, and it's Thursday. So you have Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning.
And we love doing the show for you on, what, once a month on Thursday, the third?
Second Thursday.
Second Thursday. Yeah. And we just love being here with you. It's about 69 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 93 and a low of 60. Showers likely tomorrow on Friday, high of 80 and a low of 54. Chance of showers on Saturday and partly cloudy, high of 73 and a low of 53. And on Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 85, a low of 59. And on Monday, starting to heat up again, back up to 92. Looks like it's going to stay just in the 90s, though, through the next week. So kind of enjoying this nice lead up and a little spring weather without getting into the hot, hot summer Shasta County weather. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So we have a really friendly face with us this morning. We've got Joanne McCarley. Welcome, Joanne.
Thank you. Good morning.
And she's here from we're going to talk about the World Elder Abuse Awareness Day and Month, which is June.
Yes, thank you. Yes, we're excited. You know, with all that's been happening, we weren't sure what we would be able to do, but we thought, well, we're just going to go for it because it's such an important topic that everyone needs to be aware of and to be reminded of. So
we were talking just as we were coming in about this, the impact on our elder population through the last 3 months, which has been so dramatic and probably one of the hardest to deal with. People that are older and able to get around and do for themselves were a lot less impacted by this than our frail elderly population.
That's right.
And unfortunately, their voice isn't really heard because these people are homebound. Family probably stepped in, and they're not really represented a lot of times. And like a lot of nonprofit events and focuses, we don't want this one to go to the wayside because we have so much else going on in the world. We still have a lot of issues and support we need locally for our seniors.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, and we've always done a great job in Shasta County of recognizing the and bringing awareness to the elder abuse program. We have a really active program, and we're not going to let it slide through June this year just because of the situation. So what all we got going on?
Well, we are going to kick off our Shasta County awareness campaign on June 15th. So Shining Care is partnering with the Shasta County DA's office, Shasta County Health and Human Services, Adult Protective Services, and the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, and the Reading Police Department. We've been a committee of folks for, gosh, I guess it's been 4 years now, working together to create awareness and hopefully prevent abuse. And so this year, we just are doing what we can as quickly as possible. And so we're kicking off on June 15th, which is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. And the idea behind it is to build strong support for elders.
bring awareness to the fact people need to pay attention.
Yeah.
You need to look, and when you see something it just isn't right, bring some awareness to it. Find out who you can talk to about it instead of just saying, oh, I don't know what's going on there, and walking away.
Right. I think a lot of people think, well, there's somebody else that's noticing. So we at Shining Care, we have the Gatekeeper Program, which is partially funded under Shasta County Adult Protective Services. And the whole concept behind the Gatekeeper Program is equipping our community members to recognize the warning signs when one of our older adult friends, customers, peers, anybody is maybe not doing okay for any reason, and to be the one to say, reach out to them and say, hey, I care, and let me help you get connected to someone that can see if we can make things better for you. And that's the Gatekeeper Program, and it really works. So we've got, you know, bank tellers and pest control workers and mail people and
the first line of defense. The ones are those
trusted people that we know. We know if we've seen Mrs. Smith for years and she's always got her hair done and her makeup's perfect and she's smiling and you visit her and, you know, her clothes are dirty and things are, you know, she just doesn't look right. We know her. The trusted person knows her and knows, hey, something's going on, to actually say, okay, that's actually a red flag. Something may have happened. She may have had a stroke. There may be some abuse happening. She may be depressed. There could be a number of things happening. So that gatekeeper can make an early intervention to see what's happening, mm-hmm. and together we can find a way to make it better for them. And a lot of times it saves lives.
Absolutely.
Well, and these statistics here, you know, in 2019, you know, just on the APS side, Adult Protective Services, 2,489 reports. I guess this is reports, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. the highest number, of course, is financial exploitation, which we really rely on a lot of those banking professionals to help with. And in my staff, inadvertently, you know, we've had people report because this daughter has said to my staff, take mom in and move this CD money. And we're prompting mom at the window per the daughter. And that bank teller is looking out for that client going, right. If she can't come in here and ask this on her own, I'm not doing this. And I appreciate that. And we're learning too what our role is in that. And we've got to be careful as a caregiver that we ride the proper line with regard to some of those things. And make sure that we're letting that family know that's not a rule. If mom can't do that on her own, we can drive her there and we can stand there, but we're not prompting. And right. I mean, and people mean well, but there's so many times that it's not in the person's best interest, and family members are taking advantage, unfortunately. And so I think having the banking professionals be aware of that is really important.
I think at this point in time, because we're now coming out of this isolation, I think a good reminder, and one of the reasons I wanted you on today, because I want to remind people about, you know, we've gone through a couple, 3 months where there could have been a lot of stuff going on that nobody noticed, because all of those gatekeepers that you're talking about, they weren't out there.
That's right.
You know, maybe they weren't doing lawn service. Maybe they weren't doing spraying. Maybe they weren't doing a lot of the things. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't an essential service, it wasn't happening.
That's right.
And so we've had a lot of our seniors, and we have a tremendous senior population in Shasta County. There's somewhat of a retirement population. A lot of us over 65s out there. And I think that there's probably been a lot of people that have just kind of sat in their houses for 2 or 3 months. If you know somebody like that, you need to be checking on them.
Right. Because isolation actually is a huge risk factor, not only for, you're more vulnerable to predators, and there are scams happening related to even the COVID-19. There's always a scam mm-hmm. going on, but also depression. Human beings were made to have fellowship. We're made to be together. And when you're isolated for so long, it's easy to become depressed, and that leads to not eating right and not sleeping well, and then that affects our brains, and that can cause confusion. It's kind of the snowball effect. And so it's very important to have some form of connection,
mm-hmm.
or connections.
I will tell you, I've said this before, and I think it was a realization to me. My husband passed away, well, going on 14 years, and I've been basically alone during that entire time. I never felt, until this whole thing, isolated, because I'm very busy. I have a lot of friends. I keep involved. I'm a very social person, as most people know. But I found myself, I could recognize that, oh my gosh, you're getting depressed. I mean, I'm always up and doing and going and something, and all of a sudden I'm like 3 days in a row I haven't bothered to comb my hair or put my makeup on
I think a lot of us went through things right.
I thought, you know, wow, how easy it is to if you do this, you could just get really depressed and like you say, all those things. I could see it happening, and I get up, get dressed, and go out in the backyard and call somebody and talk on the phone and reach out to I talked to a lot of people I hadn't talked to in a long time. Long conversations, because you have to have that conversation.
It's true.
Well, and that's what is the second highest reported, which I want Joanne to talk about in the next segment, is self-neglect. Because that's one of the, that's the second highest reported to APS, and that is what my agency comes in contact with a lot. And I think a lot of it, there is no one to blame. It's just a situation, and we want to be looking out for that and being sure.
That's right.
We'll go to that right after this break. We're going to take a message, and we'll be right back.
With Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167, 241-1167.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. You've got a question for Joanne, anything about the Elder Abuse Awareness Month or anything you'd like people to know, give us a call at 605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to us by Cornerstone Community Bank. It's a community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals committed to providing the highest level of personal service. Cornerstone has three branches serving Shasta and Tehama counties at Riverside Way, California Street, and East Cypress. They're excited to announce that their East Cypress branch, it already has been relocated, and you can also visit them online at bankcornerstone.com. Community Bank invites you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward. Give them a call and go in and see them. They're there to serve you. We're visiting with Joanne McCarley from Shining Care, and we're talking about Shasta County Elder Abuse Awareness Month.
Yes.
And all of the things that are going on. We were going to have a conversation when we came back about?
Well, self-neglect.
Yes, because, which is a really common one, I think.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, we were talking on the break, Sharon was sharing about how does it feel, how did it feel for us during this whole COVID-19 when we were all kind of in our own little isolations and such. And there are so many seniors that really are out there isolated, and maybe their basic needs are being met, but they need more companionship and activity. And for some people, they've moved here from far away. Maybe family members have all passed on. There are lots of reasons why people get isolated. And sometimes it means meeting new people and or having an agency come in to help make that happen, like Home Helpers or any other home care agency. A lot of times when I go do an assessment, you know, we take care of the basic needs, but often the emotional, social needs are overlooked, and that's just as important.
Mm-hmm. Which I think we've all learned.
Well, I think, I am such a social person. If I don't have conversation, I mean, I was talking to the frogs in my backyard, and when they start having the conversation back, it's getting dangerous. But you just have to have that. And you withdraw inwardly and stop taking care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, you skip medications, your hygiene. Mm-hmm. These are a lot of the things Joanne was alluding to earlier when you notice someone who was really well put together, even their yard, if they were out working in their yard and you don't see them anymore and the yard has shifted, or you go to visit them and there's someone at the home answering the door and you never get to see this person anymore. There's just things that we as a community have to be, you know, looking out for with seniors that, because their lifestyles change and maybe they're not driving anymore and they're more homebound, it's easy to miss some self-neglect. And I've had adult children, you know, get really worried for parents when they've come home for the holidays, see these changes happening, and reach out and want some more help. And I also want to say with regard to APS and showing up in these reports, the seniors have rights to refuse to have help if they want, if the neighbors are worried. But it is our due diligence as a community to make these reports, to double check, to be sure that, again, you know, we assume maybe someone else has said something, maybe a neighbor has said something and no one has. But the seniors do have rights, and it is good to have APS show up and offer the resources available and see what's going on in that home.
Well, and even in the case of Gatekeeper, so before APS even has to come, through the Gatekeeper program, Shining Care can go out, and it's very friendly, and it is all consensual. Mm-hmm. We don't want to come in and tell people what to do. That is not at all. We just want people to be as independent as possible and happy and healthy, and whatever we can do to support them in that and bring in whatever connected resources that'll help. And so we encourage folks to go ahead and reach out and then make that referral, because nothing's going to happen that the senior person doesn't want. Mm-hmm. But often, you know, we spend our time, because we're not a public agency, we can spend quality time with people and get to know them.
Mm-hmm. So if I've got a situation that I know of, and the person is, I know that she's got problems. Can I just call Shining Care and give the name and phone number, address, or what have you, and then you guys will follow up and check on that person?
Yes. Yes. And of course, you know, we hope that you would get consent for us to call. And, you know, we're just local friendly people. It's really our, you know, this is a ministry for us, so we don't have any kind of an agenda. It's just really our calling to just go and help folks. And so it's very friendly. Sometimes it's just a phone call, and a lot of times we can help people just right over the phone. Mm-hmm. And then we make follow-up phone calls. We get to know them. Other times it's more helpful if we go out. We can go out. We can do a fall risk assessment. So maybe, you know, there are people that have had a few falls recently, and it's kind of scary. Falls can be very detrimental and can lead to a lot of other problems. We can do a comprehensive assessment, but it's very casual. It's not like we come in with white jackets and clipboards and start telling people what to do. It's really getting to know the person and assessing with our expert eyes what's going on. And then we make recommendations of what we think will improve their situation and can help them actually hands-on get that in place. So, for example, if they need some assistance, maybe they can't drive anymore, cooking's getting challenging, we can make a referral to a home care agency, and actually we can call the home care agency for them and help make sure, and we can share information with them if, with their consent. So it makes the process easier. Don't have to answer the same questions 50 times. We can, you know, help make it easier to get it going and make sure it's working for them.
And it's important because it's, as we age, we don't want to admit that we can't any longer do certain
right.
things. Right. We're hesitant to say, well, I could do that last year, and now I can't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. And so helping us recognize as we age that, you know, it doesn't hurt to have somebody else help you or bring in somebody to, right. to do those things that, yes, you've always done them, but it's okay that you can't do them now or you
right.
don't want to do
right.
them. Right. I don't want to do it anymore.
That's
right.
true. And, you know, self-neglect is when we, and you're right, it's just a natural response, I think, for most of us human beings. We want to be independent, and it's hard to realize, okay, I can't do what I used to do. But when we get a little bit of help doing those things, it allows us to continue doing the things that we can still do. What we see often with self-neglect is refusing any kind of help or support, and then we see a fall, and then we see medication error, and then in no
hospitalizations.
Time, then
yeah.
now there's a hospitalization, mm-hmm. and now you need 24/7 care, which could have just been prevented with just a little bit of assistance. You know, and that's what always breaks my heart to see that happening, because I understand it's kind of scary, it's kind of embarrassing, whatever, but most of the time when people realize, okay, I can still be independent, I'm still a valuable person, I still have a lot to give my community, and yeah, I know, you know, a lot of us have received help over the years. I don't fix my own car. There have been seasons in my life where I've hired a housekeeper because I've, you know, got certain things going on. I mean, we all need help once in a while. We'll call a friend to come help us sometimes. It's okay.
And it is okay. And
yeah.
even if you're still physically capable of doing it, but it really tires you out. And if you have the money to do it, go ahead and hire
right.
somebody else to do it and watch them work.
Well,
it's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's rewarding.
Well, and this is what's great about Shining Care going out, is because there is no agenda. They don't offer some of the services that this people might need.
Yeah.
So it really is an independent yeah. person going. Mm-hmm. And they will even, what I really like about working with Shining Care is they'll look at the family that's available, because there could be family going, we'll help, we just don't know what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll look at, okay, if we have family cook dinner twice a week, we have this daughter offered to do doctor's appointments, and then maybe they hire a home care agency for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they're looking at what resources are already there for free, because sometimes family wants to help, they just don't know what role to play. And then they can kind of say, well, mom's agreed that she could help, you could help once a week with this thing. And then they'll kind of piece it together, that, and then reassess it every once in a while to be sure that those things are still working, you know, which, and there's times that when she does bring in like an agency like mine, she has already done the consultation. She's already talked. They know what the costs are, and she can kind of just hook them together with the resources so they don't have to do all the legwork. So it's a lot more comfortable of a situation at that point.
Well, I think it's important that the senior be a part of the planning if they can. I think
for sure.
Nothing worse than having people, you're sitting in a room and people are talking about you like you're not there. And having a discussion.
Right.
And so I think it's so important that you make the senior feel like, okay, what do you want? And how do you want this situation handled? Because you can't or don't want to do these things anymore.
Right. And, you know, bringing it back around to the abuse conversation, that is a red flag. If there's a senior that's not being asked their opinion, they're not included in the decision making. It's very common for, in an abuse situation, for the perpetrator to start isolating the person. And now it seems like it's all for good, but it ends up being more and more isolation. Senior has less and less of a voice. And pretty soon, this one spokesperson, now they're very isolated, and now they're very dependent because they need that support and help. Maybe they're very hard of hearing, for example. Can't drive anymore because of eyesight. You become very dependent on one person. It's easy to have happen. And if that person has ill intentions, now
they're
free to go. And that's why we want this community awareness, because all of us can be gatekeepers. All of us can know the warning signs. All of us can reach out and be a friend, a neighbor, and check in and make sure that they're okay. And it is possible to do an early intervention.
Okay, we're going to take a break and then we'll be right back.
Turn my life around. The sweetest days I've found with you. Through the years, I've never been afraid. I've loved the life we've made, and I'm so glad I stayed right here with you.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends,
family and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
You're listening to KCNR at 96.5 FM, online at AM 1460.
And welcome back. It is Thursday morning, and this is Trish Clark, generally here on Thursday mornings. And I'm visiting this morning with Joanne McCarley from Shining Care. And we're talking about Elder Abuse Awareness Month. Right now, we've got some activities going on. I'm so excited about the things that are actually going on. We're opening up as a county, and there's going to be some fun stuff going on here and some really good stuff that I want people to pay attention to. So, Joanne, tell us, we've got the kickoff on June 15th, the drive-through, and exactly what's happening there.
Yes, so we'll be all sporting our purple, wear your purple that day to show your support of seniors. And so it's all safe. We've gotten approval through the county. We'll be with our masks and gloves, and it's a drive-through event this year to pick up information. So we'll be at the Civic Auditorium from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. And come and get a free goodie bag. We've got different businesses and agencies putting, you know, fun free things in the bag along with very helpful information. So come get your free goodie bag. And
that's on June 15th, Monday, June 15th, in the morning from 7 to 9.
Yes. And then to shine the light on elder abuse, once again this year, the Sundial Bridge will be lit purple. So we can't gather in big groups, but, you know, when you're out and about that evening, I believe it'll be the next evening too, come get a picture of it. Put it on your social media. Say something about elder abuse awareness and how we can all be gatekeepers and keep an eye out for our senior loved ones.
And mark that on your calendar because it's going to be the nights of June 15th and 16th. And great idea to take a picture. And then if you see a picture, share it and talk about it. It's important that we recognize the need for all of us to be gatekeepers for our senior population.
Yes. Yes. And then we're very excited. On June 26th, we will be offering a free webinar, Keeping Our Seniors Safe, It Takes a Community. And we will have world-renowned speaker Paul Greenwood and an interactive panel of local experts and officials. So right from the comfort of your home in front of your computer, you can listen to this pretty famous speaker who's awesome.
He's a great speaker. I've heard him a couple of times.
And he knows his stuff.
He really does.
And then at the end, there'll be a panel so you can ask questions to our local officials and experts as well. So tune in to that. That's June 26th, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m.
And he's going to be talking about COVID-19 scams and self-isolating with an older adult loved one and the pent-up frustrations that came out of that. And also the COVID-19 and its effects on family and residents and everybody involved. And so that's going to be online, and you'll be able to go if you go on www.shiningcare.org events or go to the Shining Care Facebook page. And you can register for the webinar.
Yes.
And be a part of it. Good information. I've listened to Mr. Greenwood speak on several occasions, and I've actually watched a bunch of his seminars because he really is an expert and very kind and human about the way he presents his information.
Yeah,
very understandable.
Somehow he's able to tactfully bring in humor into a very dark, sad subject. But you know, he was such a successful prosecutor and out of the San Diego area, and he really has found the keys to, you know, when there is abuse, to really make sure that those abusers are prosecuted and handled and helped eradicate the situation. And so it's very, we're encouraging law enforcement first responders to attend. He has some real technical information that's available as well for professionals, so that we can gather the right kind of information to give to the officials so that they can do something about the abuse.
You know, I remember, and I think people are unaware of how often the abuse is coming from within the family. I mean, we don't, any of us like to think that, we have a grandma that her grandson is coming in and making sure he's there at the time the Social Security check arrives every month and then absconding with those funds and leaving. And grandma's not inclined to turn her little grandson in because surely his, you know, he'll change and he'll get better. And I, it's sad to say how often that happens.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And we need to be careful and cognizant of those situations because you see him and the grandson's coming, but he's only coming once a month. That's a tip off. You know, what's he doing the rest of the month? And so,
right.
It's really a difficult thing to, I ran into it so many times during the times I was on the Board of Supervisors where I would pick up on those different situations.
Yeah.
And they don't want to talk about it.
No.
They're not going to turn in their son or their grandson or what have you. They just don't want to go there. So sometimes you have to call in the outside authorities or someone.
Right.
I don't care. I like this option because it gives a non-threatening kind of access for somebody to come in with that doesn't have a dog in the fight.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're
not trying to sell them a service. You're not trying to make money off of the whole thing. You're really just trying to do an evaluation, separate from the normal. And it's such a really good way to have it look-see in a situation. Maybe there's nothing going on.
Maybe there isn't. And
maybe they're fine.
Sometimes people get in desperate situations, where maybe there's a drug problem or they've had financial ruin or whatever. And sometimes with an early intervention, we can also help that, maybe that family member to stop. What do they need? And how can we help repair the relationship? Because it's a valid point that, you know, if someone loves their grandson dearly, for example, using that example, you know, that's sad. I mean, just to prosecute and all of that, okay, yes, maybe that's appropriate. But then what else can be done to repair, you know, to for justice, but then also to repair the relationship and hopefully maybe that person can get the help that they need.
Mm-hmm.
So we look at the whole family. It's really about where's the root of the problem and what are some solutions that are going to work. And working with the public agencies because they have certain things that they can and can't do. And so Shining Care, our mission is to pick up where they have to leave off and see what other ways we might be able to help.
Well, and as a society, I think, you know, we all have, stop and think about the people in your life, the people that maybe you used to have contact with a couple of times a week or what have you. And through this COVID thing and isolation and we've all kind of separated, I found myself reaching out to people, catching up with people that I hadn't talked to in a long time. Mm-hmm. That was one of the good things that came out of it. I had great conversations with people I maybe hadn't talked to in 6 months or a year or 6 years, and they pop into your mind. Look at your own cycle or social group that you know right around you and stop and think about some of those people. Well, gosh, I haven't seen Carol in a long time. You know, I haven't heard from her since this started. And maybe we can all take it upon ourselves to just kind of reach out and make a phone call and, hi, how are you doing with all of this?
Yeah.
It warms your heart to just talk to somebody and bring them back. And you might be the person bringing them and catching them right of isolating to where you can bring them the whole thing or find out what's going on with them.
You know, a comment, they have mini TIAs, mini strokes. So they've had them. And so I mean, the issues that can happen to people and when we're paying attention, those can lead to patients reaching out as a first having a two, right? If I was even neighbor caring, it's not bold. It is to get a little when you depend dependent or out. It's okay.
It is. You know, that I thought was kind of when with isolation, talk more than people do. And we're going to right now, let's talk about GAMS. Need our senior right back.
Yeah. Coffee, coffee, in check.
Join us.
Mental laboratories that have been crucial to the relies on stones in our name. With an end that you need. Local. Very your member FDI.
This activities with Walker. Bring experience. They will ensure both per and access to the private at the back at 3. Ready.
The only physician in Seoul liver company for quality GI to one of our null ends. GI a client 4 hour date to BW for information.
Jefferson State is at 9 NR to catch up on PNR on the archives link.
They all have
been for part of this 70 years. Many of our success high demand. Summer call 2450 Shasta call summer semester start. Save 2 years as students. Perfect time to earn tuition 500 or college you apply.
Cost. Call 24500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/.
Into North State now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade. Enjoy the Maggie the Ornig featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, your talk radio, Thursday morning. And this is Trish Clark. This last portion of the show is brought to us by Four Winds Jewelry, my candy store. 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They have a great collection of antique jewelry and estate jewelry and turquoise and always something to delight the heart and place to pick up a little something for your loved one. Or if you just feel like treating yourself, always go in. A great place if you want watch repair or batteries that need replaced. Friendly people at Four Winds Jewelers invite you to join Linda and I because that's our favorite place to stop. Carl knows that. So I'm joined here this morning. We've been talking with Joanne McCarley from Shining Care and talking about Elder Abuse Awareness Month, which is June, and we usually make a big deal of it, and we're going to this year as well. So there's some things coming up on June 15th at the drive-thru at the Reading Civic Auditorium. And then June 15th and 16th, the bridge will be lit up with purple and everything will be great there. And so take pictures and share them on Facebook because we won't be gathering as we usually do. And then I want everybody to sign up for the webinar with Paul Greenwood that's going to be on June 26th. And you can go on www.shiningcare.org and /events. Or go to the Facebook page for Shining Care and sign up for that webinar. Just great information for all of you people in the, not everybody in the community, but especially maybe the bank people and police officers and people in authority that can learn some tips.
Yeah, he's amazing. And it's free.
And it's free. And it's so much good information. And you'll enjoy him. He's just a great speaker. He makes it fun to listen. And there's a panel of local experts that are involved with that as well. Yeah. So before we took a break, we were talking about the scams that are always out there targeting our elder population and everybody else. But right now it is a real great opportunity because you've got all of the stuff from the COVID-19 relief package where there was money offered for different things. And a whole realm of scams developed surrounding that.
Yes.
And so we want everybody to be aware people are not going to call you on the phone and tell you how to get money. So you don't ever want to give any information over the phone. Right. Social Security's not going to call you. The government's not going to call you. Your bank is not going to call you. DMV is not going to call you. Nobody is going to call you and ask you to give information over the phone.
That's absolutely right. And they are tricky, let me tell you. And that's this webinar, we will have our local DA there and Reading Police Department, and they will be speaking specifically to those scams that are going around, even beyond the COVID-19 ones. There's a lot of them. And they're savvy folks. And it's not just directed at older adults. It's directed at everyone. But sadly, they do kind of target our senior population. And so being a senior, then we're more apt to get those calls. So, I would love to speak more to it, but our experts will. I don't have all the details, but they do. They have the details. So that's one reason to get signed up for the free webinar. And if you have any trouble signing up for the webinar, give us a call at Shining Care. We'll get you signed up and we'll help you figure out how to log in and all that. It's pretty simple. But if you've never done it before, it might be a little overwhelming. We'll help with that.
And if you're just a senior out there who just like more information, we all like to educate ourselves. Keeping to learn and learn about new things and being involved, maybe there's a place you've got some spare time and you'd like to do some volunteering, there's an advocacy program for you to be a part of. That is you need to get out and get involved in your community at whatever level. We talked a little bit earlier in the show. We had some young people in here who were talking about having a school board place on their school. And my encouragement to them is, you know, there's so much going on in these United States right now. We're in a lot of trouble here, and we've got a lot of problems at every level of our government all the way up. I have to tell you that the solutions lay locally. Mm-hmm. We've got to start back rebuilding the foundation. It starts in our local communities. It starts with our local families. Mm-hmm. It starts with each individual taking their share of the puzzle and being responsible for it and placing it. And then we build up. We've been doing top-down for too long, and we need to go back and start rebuilding that very basic thing where the center is the point of it in the local community. So get involved in your school board. Get involved in your local council election. Get involved in your community and take your piece of it. One of the ways you can do this is to get involved in watching out for the elders in your community.
Absolutely. Amen, sister. No, I wholeheartedly agree with everything you just said. And there are great volunteer opportunities. I know the ombudsman. So the ombudsman, they help oversee and make sure that residents in long-term care facilities are safe. And right now there are a lot of challenges with that. And the webinar is going to talk to that and what we can do. But the ombudsman is looking for volunteers right now. And that's a great way to volunteer. Shining Care is accepting volunteers. I believe Connected Living. So there's lots of ways to get involved, and involved with the youth. So part of our program is helping. We firmly believe that our seniors have so much to give our youth in terms of wisdom and encouragement and just being in, working together. And so, we can help you get connected. Once people call us, they tell us what type of volunteering or what their interests are. And if we don't have a place, then we refer to agencies that we feel is a good fit.
You know, and there are so many opportunities in every community. And I always have to bring in the South County because we have the Frontier Senior Center. And we're always looking for people to get involved and do some things. We'd love to have the young kids get involved with the seniors that come down there. Invite all the seniors to come down and take part in the activities. Get out of your house. Come down and share a meal with a group of people. Come down and play cards. Get involved in the bingo or quilting, or they got a great exercise program going. Don't just sit in your house. Get out and do something and be a part of the community. And then help a little. It's so rewarding. I don't know how you live in a community and not volunteer and not get involved. How do you know what's going on? And you get so much more out of it than you put into it.
Yeah.
It's always so rewarding to feel like, well, I helped do that. And had a great day, you go home, you're tired, you worked hard raising funds for one organization or another. It's a great feeling. And we need to instill our kids in that, get them involved in these programs, get out and volunteer as a family.
Yeah, and you know, a real easy way to make a difference on June 15th, come through the drive-thru. We have a free window cling, so it doesn't stick on your car forever. It'll peel right off. But put your free window cling. It's purple. It says no abuse, report abuse. Wear purple that day if you're on social media. You know, even just wearing a purple ribbon or a purple shirt or whatever, it starts conversations.
Exactly.
And awareness is a huge key to preventing the abuse that we see.
I think that people simply aren't aware of the magnitude of the elder abuse in the community that happens.
Yes.
There are all kinds of circumstances that make that happen. After what we've been through for the last 3 months, I think there's no question that a lot of that abuse, from child abuse to spousal abuse to elder abuse, I'm sorry, folks, it's out there. A lot of times there's problems that you can look at and maybe, as you indicate, get in there and solve the problem, not just prosecute. We're not talking about throwing everybody in jail who's doing something wrong. We're talking about getting into families and correcting the situation that's there. A lot of times you can do that with just a little bit of intervention.
So true.
You know, see a drug problem, see something that can be corrected. Maybe people are even unaware that they're doing it. A lot of times
things
are happening. They're not even aware that that's spousal abuse or elder abuse. They go, no way am I doing that. And then if you just can bring to their attention something that they're, you know, you're really talking over her head. She has a brain. She can have an input on what you're doing. You can't make decisions for her.
I'm glad you're talking about that because it's very true. A lot of times people are not meaning to do harm. They really aren't. They're doing the best that they can with what they know, and maybe they're going through their own thing. And so that's what we're very passionate at Shining Care about, that get to know the family, what's happening with them. And that's our website, shiningcare.org, is not just about Shining Care. It's full of really helpful information, lots of helpful articles and encouraging words and resources to help families, the whole family, with this, with how to help your aging loved one age well.
And Shasta Resources, the new book is out.
Yes.
That has so much information about senior programs and everything that's going on. Thanks, Joanne, for joining me this morning. It's a great conversation. Everybody remember those dates. Glad you joined us this Thursday morning. I'll see you next Thursday. And Carl always says, the good guys against the bad guys, which are you. I think we're all good people in here today.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.